Ancient Dion. Beneath the shadow of Mount Olympus, in a unique setting with rich vegetation and abundant springs, lies Dion, the ancient site dedicated to the worship of Zeus. Its location is particularly advantageous as it secures control over the passages connecting Thessaly to Macedonia. Along with Zeus Olympios, the site was also a place of worship for his daughters, the Nine Muses. Every year, a grand 9-day-long celebration took place in their honour, the Olympia in Dion. But what was Dion's role in the Macedonian kingdom? The sanctuary of Zeus Olympios was the religious centre of the kingdom, as well as the place where Macedonian kings displayed their power. But what does this mean precisely? The kings visited Dion often, sometimes to make sacrifices in the name of Zeus Olympios, to perform purification rituals for the army, to give oaths of allegiance to the gods, and at other times, to celebrate together with the army and the people. Philip II also celebrated his glorious triumphs here, and it was from this very place that Alexander the Great set out on his campaign to Asia. Of course, only after he performed the customary games and offered sacrifices to Zeus. The sanctuary of Zeus Olympios also featured inscriptions containing royal texts to inform citizens, as well as statues. Among them were, for example, 25 equestrian statues crafted by the great sculptor Lysippos, commemorating the elite companion cavalry who had fallen during the battle along the Granikos River against the Persians in 334 BCE. Excavations in this sacred site brought to light the sanctuary of Demeter, along with buildings and finds that date back to the 6th century BCE. The sanctuary of Asclepius, the sanctuary of Isis, where Artemis, as the goddess of childbirth, was initially worshipped, and the sanctuary of Zeus Hypsistos, along with the god's cult statue and marble votive eagles. Venues for the celebration of important religious festivals are also located in this area. These were the Hellenistic Theatre, the subsequent Roman Theatre, and the Stadium. Having served as a place of worship, Dion developed over time into a thriving city, which was organized and fortified with monumental walls by the Macedonian king Cassander in the late 4th century BCE. Having suffered numerous enemy invasions and pillaging, it was rebuilt several times. In the 1st century BCE, Dion was designated a Roman colony. Its name, Colonia Iulia Augusta Diensis. During the 3rd and 4th century CE, it experienced a new period of prosperity, which is evident by the numerous public buildings, the Roman Forum, the baths, the luxurious residences, the shops and the workshops that were unearthed. But what happened after the establishment of Christianity? Dion was established as a seat of a bishop and flourished. A smaller fortification wall surrounded the city in the late 4th or early 5th century CE. Despite the shrinkage of the city's size, a monumental episcopal basilica was constructed within its walls, along with a cemetery basilica outside the walls. And as the centuries passed by, this ancient place of worship and urban life was covered under layers of soil and dust. Dion was abandoned, and it slipped into oblivion. Many centuries later, it was rediscovered by travelers and archaeologists. Today, you get to discover it yourself.